Welcome to The Hitch, week 3.
Hi.
Hi.
We're at the laundry.
We are again, second time this week.
Is it this week? I think we did it right when we got here. I did some laundry.
Maybe it's been a week.
Yeah, I think it's been close.
Is today Friday?
Yeah, today Friday. Is Friday.
So it's been almost a week.
It's day
6 days.
18.
18.
Right?
I know. I believe so. Yeah.
Five.
We should really do this ahead of time.
I think it might be day 19. Yeah, this is bad
this
podcasting.
Is bad.
Yeah, we're at the laundry. It is like 9:30 at night.
Just so you guys all know, it's not all like, you know,
it's not
rainbows
all
and unicorns.
Fun, sunny Instagram photos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We are tired.
Yeah, we're tired.
Our 3-year-old put us through the ringer tonight.
Yeah, he's on a cycle right now where he pushes sleep by an hour, or sometimes in this case two.
Well, we've kind of been putting him down a little bit later, and then it never works out well for us. But
so
he
just kind of kept calling out, and next thing you know it's like 9:30, which means like this laundry's not getting finished till almost 11. So
I'm like ready to go to bed right
now, but but we are out of clothes.
We are out of clothes.
I am like at the down and the dregs. And part of it is interesting because I'm like,
I know.
I did laundry right when we got here.
We brought like about 10 days worth of clothes.
Yeah.
And then I always bring extra. Like everybody else packs about 10 days. So you can go
you
a little
more.
Over a week. I always bring more.
Yeah.
But
it's been so hot.
It's
that
been
you
so
kind
hot.
Of wear two outfits a day.
Yeah.
Because you kind of
sweat through
one.
Them. Yeah.
So yeah, we're just blowing through laundry.
Yeah.
And it just, you know what? Sometimes there's just a lot of work.
There's a lot of work involved in just being alive, as everyone knows.
Yeah.
And then you add a couple things onto it. And and then you just, it is hard when you think you're done and then you're not.
And then you're not.
And then you're not. And then you remember another thing. And I was originally thinking like we can do laundry tomorrow, but
No.
We
just got a lot.
We're like out, and so we're doing it tonight.
Yeah. Tomorrow is our last full day in Austin. Which is a real bummer.
If someone was like, you know what? You're staying here. There was some reason, you know, like job or something, whatever. I'd be like, cool. Like it is awesome here.
It is a real easy place to.
It's an easy place
enjoy.
To like.
Yeah.
They make it real easy.
Yeah.
There's so many wonderful things here.
Yeah.
Granted, we're getting a tiny snapshot of what it's like here, and we've just been like, you know, living our lives in a seeing a few places we don't really know the area.
But
every time I turn around, and just every day has been very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Every time I turn around, there's something cool is what I meant
today,
to say.
Today, we finally made it to the Barton Springs pool.
Yeah. We persevered. We just
many days attempting.
There was a moment this morning when I woke up. It was like super foggy.
It was so foggy when we first woke up.
It was weirdly foggy.
Like you couldn't see across the campsite.
It was super foggy.
Yeah.
And then like a little bit after the fog burned off, there were some clouds rolling in.
Yeah.
And I thought, are we going to get some crazy storms? And I thought, no, don't keep us from Barton Springs. I guess we would have had one more day tomorrow.
We would have had another chance tomorrow.
But we did it, people.
We did
finally
it.
Did
and
it.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing.
It is.
It was so
sort
fun.
Of hard to describe in a way that I feel like does it justice. It is a swimming pool that is naturally fed.
Well, it's basically like a river.
It's like
that's
a river.
Been dammed up on two sides, right? I don't know if it goes beyond the other way.
Yeah.
But it's been dammed up to make like a larger, like small.
But there is
like
also there are active springs pouring into
right.
it. So it stays a frigid 58 degrees. It is chilly.
It was hard to get in even though we were so hot. It was really hot. But once I kind of acclimated to it, I was into it.
Yeah, and like parts of it have finished sides and other parts are like rough.
Yeah, just like stone and
walls.
Rock and yeah.
And the floor of it, like the under the water part where you stand, seems to be sort of a mixture of poured concrete and laid stone.
Yeah, it's like half developed.
It yeah, feels like. And the water is natural water, so it's sort of murky, and
there's some moss
floating around in it, and I guess there's a whole bunch of salamanders and stuff.
Oh,
and
really?
Mussels. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there are all those, you didn't see all those signs?
It's no.
Like the one place these salamanders live or something.
Oh, okay.
So you're sort of like you're swimming in a lake, but it's also like you're swimming in a pool. It's such an interesting experience.
Right, they have it separate from the rest of the river.
Yeah.
And they have like lifeguards and, you know, you
right, there's
pay
a diving
admission.
Board in one part. And,
so
yeah.
It's very controlled,
yeah.
Like in that area. And I mean, they had tons of lifeguards.
And again,
and stuff.
It is so long.
It is so long.
I don't know if it's a couple football fields long, but
yeah,
it's long.
It's big. Like, it's long enough to have like sort of a kid area, shallow area,
yeah.
And a deep area. And like, you don't even see the people in the deep
yeah.
area. They're like way down.
Yeah.
And,
a guy with no shirt just walked by.
Oh, okay.
Wonder if he's coming in to do
he's
some laundry.
He's probably like, what are these people doing? I'm trying to.
But it was. And there were hundreds of people there.
Yeah.
And yet it's so big that it was not crowded
mm-hmm.
at all. And it was, so despite the fact that the day started foggy and cloudy, it actually then became very sunny
yeah,
and
when the sun
very
comes
hot.
Out.
And boy, it felt good.
It
once
felt
you could
good.
Get in,
once you, got
once you could get down
to it,
into the water,
it took me
it
a while,
felt,
but.
Amazing.
It felt so good to go completely under and
yeah.
then come out of the water.
Yeah.
And just, it was such a perfectly pleasant temperature
yeah.
at that point. And I get it again, like why everyone's just floating around in water around
yeah.
here. Like it's so
it
hot.
It does feel
you
good.
You just got to get
heat.
In.
Yeah.
And it was really
yeah.
nice.
And
yeah.
then after that, we went and got some barbecue.
Yep.
Served up. They have like sort of food truck
parking lot yeah all over
yeah
everywhere.
All over. And I know some towns have gotten those, but Austin has had them for a really long time. I remember
yeah, I
coming
remember
back from the very first time I came to Austin and I was like, it's like they have post-apocalyptic food courts, I think is what I
and
said
I was
to
like,
you
that sounds
yeah.
amazing.
And it is like that, like this one
like
was, you know, all gravel. Every food truck was like a converted broken down thing.
School bus.
Yeah.
Or some
the
kind
barbecue
of
place that we ordered from was an
old
like
something.
Brown short bus.
Yeah, it was great.
You know, with an AC in it and all of that. And they had a smoker behind them. And yeah, we just got some brisket and
it was good.
Some drinks, and they had some shaded picnic tables that were warped as hell.
I love this lifestyle where you just walk up and pretty much wherever you go, there's a food truck, and
yeah.
everyone we've tried has been so good.
Yeah.
And you just like it's so easy, especially with kids, especially if people want different things,
yeah.
like to just grab
yeah.
food.
And yeah, and when you say every place has a food truck in front
I mean,
of it,
every place.
It is really every place. Like even
I
out
mean,
here
the
in the campground where we are, which
street.
Is out there.
Yeah, we're out in the country.
Yeah, every
a little
gas
bit.
Station has a taco place in front of it.
Every,
you know, like and
yeah.
there's at least two or three barbecue trucks along the way here.
I mean, the other night when we met our friends down like on the south side
yeah.
For barbecue tacos, which were so good. They we were driving through all these neighborhoods and I was seeing all these businesses and I was like, does every single
yeah.
one have a food truck? And yes.
Yeah,
they
do.
They do.
They do. But yeah, it was good. It was nice.
It was nice.
And
it was a nice day.
And then I came back and had to do a couple hours of work and then dinner, and then suddenly it was
things
all
just
a slog.
Kind of spiraled.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was all a slog, and we're
and you just never know with a kid. Like, so often it'll go fine, and
right.
then sometimes it just doesn't.
Well, and I also think the thing that's, if you're a parent and you're listening to this, you have had this experience
yeah.
of your kid refusing to go to sleep and needing milk and needing water and all of this.
Oh, having to go to the bathroom, like a million things.
There's nowhere to run
in the trailer,
you know? So it's me and you and the 14-year-old and the dog.
And the dog.
All in the back bedroom, which is 6 feet away from where...
Well, and he knows it, and so he sticks it.
Yeah, and we're all sitting in the dark.
Yeah.
And there are enough of us that you can't really all comfortably fit on the bed.
Right.
So, like, I kind of got the bad position this time. And so it just makes that wait much longer.
Because, well, and he just sticks his head
Yeah, he
over.
Knows right where
He's
you
like,
are.
Hey!
Yeah. Like, and
he doesn't even have to get up. He can just stick his head out and yell at us.
And nobody can really go anywhere. It's not like, oh, you put him in the bed and you go downstairs. It's like, that's it. That's where you are.
Yeah.
And it's that kind of stuff that just is a little more complicated.
Yeah.
And sometimes can really wear you out. But that's the flip of the fact that it's pretty great too.
Yeah, it's really great. Yeah.
And with that,
It's time to sign off.
You look like you're about to fall asleep
sitting
here. I know.
I'm very tired.
All right. We'll talk to you.
Bye.
Bye. Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll
see
you on
the
road.